We're going to go to Durham, North Carolina, where he is rehabbing one of the favorite Giants. And I'll tell you, the Bay Area has not recovered yet from the news on Monday that our good friend Matt Duffy is now a Tampa Bay Ray. But Matt joins us this morning. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Maury, I'm good. How are you?
Well, very good. And as I said in the beginning, you know, you have to go back about 20 years to Brian Sabian's first trade of Matt Williams to find the trade where someone has left the Bay Area and rocked the world here, and everyone is so upset, and you're the guy. So I'll ask you this. Were you shocked when it happened, and how'd you find out about it?
I was definitely caught off guard. I was rehabbing in Sacramento, and as far as I know, typically guys who are on the disabled list don't commonly get traded, I guess. So it wasn't, you know, you hear the normal rumors that fly around every trade deadline. But about 10 minutes before the deadline, Bobby called me and he said, hey, we're working on a trade with Tampa. And they seem to be not doing the trade unless you're involved in it. So if that's what it's going to take, I'm leaning towards saying yes. And I said, okay. I was kind of shocked. I didn't really say much.
Yeah.
And then about 20 minutes later, he called me again and just said thank you. And but it was a tough decision, but that I'd be hearing from Tampa's front office shortly. And then they called me about 10 minutes later.
Well, the business of baseball, and I guess you learn firsthand how it works, but ownership here and writers and fans, and I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people, and it must be gratifying to know how much you were respected here and beloved here and how upset people are that you were traded. How does that make you feel?
It definitely makes you feel good. I could hear it in Bobby's voice. He didn't really want to do it, I don't think. But I understand the move. I have no hard feelings at all. Like I said, I was surprised. I was sad to leave the guys. I think that's the thing when you're looking back. The things you're going to miss aren't necessarily the place of San Francisco. It's the fans. It's you. It's the front office. It's the guys that you work with on a day-to-day basis. Those are the things that you're going to miss, and that was the thing that I was sad about leaving. I could have been going anywhere. It's about leaving that group of people. That's the hardest part. But the response that I've gotten, text messages, Twitter calls, Instagram, it's all been positive. Everybody, you know, has really supported me really well, and that's that is a good feeling. It's definitely, I guess, lessened the sting of it a little bit. And to say that it's the saddest day in San Francisco in 20 years, like you said, is it's an honor to be mentioned in the same sentence as Matt Williams, who was, you know, obviously a great Giant.
Yeah, it's true. I can't think of another one that got this kind of reaction. But as you said it, the reception from the fans in last year, the dash to home, we remember. Second in Rookie of the Year, second in Gold Glove. I mean, you made a tremendous mark here, and you leave fans who really, really like you. And is there a message you'd want to give the fans for supporting you in that way and just going back to the Cardinal dash for home that'll always be remembered?
Yeah, just thank you. And you really can't put into words the kind of support that they give us in San Francisco. It was pretty unbelievable. It's something that I'll never forget. I mean, it could be, I always use the kind of it's kind of joke, but it's kind of awesome at the same time. It's like a weekday day game against a last place, you know, team out of your division, and it's sold out. It's like, you know, I'm looking up like, man, doesn't anybody here work? And I've talked to friends and stuff. They're like, yeah, we're all playing hooky. We're coming to the game. And it's like a Wednesday against the last place team. I'm like, what is it? This is awesome. You know, there's nothing like it. So for that unwavering support through slumps and, you know, bad times, losing streaks, they're still out there every day. And it's something that's truly amazing. And I personally can't thank them enough for that.
Well, I'm glad you have a chance to say that. Now, I know your parents were upset, and I saw some of the tweets from them. And the big question is Skeeter going to Tampa? How's Skeeter dealing with it?
Well, he's always a family cat. He stays down in Southern California. We don't move him around too much. But he's staying down there. I think he's just happy where he's at. It's funny because once in a while somebody will tweet at me or comment on an Instagram about how Skeeter should be taken by the SPCA because overfeeding is dangerous and irresponsible. And it's like, we definitely don't overfeed him. He has a slow metabolism, for one. Two, he gets locked out of the kitchen during feed. If anything, we underfeed him, and he's still that big.
Plus, so, he's old.
I just want to clear that. Yes, he is old. He's like 14 or 16 or something like that.
Yeah,
so
come on.
He's just fine, and he's actually healthy. He's very healthy. So I just want to clear the air for anybody who, okay. who thinks that there's some irresponsibility going on there. There isn't.
All right. How are you feeling, by the way? So I know you were rehabbing, and I think you're in Durham, North Carolina now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Played 5 and 6 innings the other day at shortstop, which was weird. I felt like I was really far away from the hitter. But I actually didn't get any ground balls in 2 games so far, which was surprising.
Amazing.
I think I'm playing 7 or 8 tonight, and then 9 Tuesday, Wednesday in Pawtucket. We go on a road trip here. And then hopefully meet up with the team in New York on Friday if all goes to plan and everything feels good. But I'm having no issues with it, so I'm really excited to get back out there.
Well, you're going to be a shortstop again. How do you feel about that?
That was also surprising to hear. Just because, you know, my mentality over the last 2 years has been to really bear down on learning third base. And it's something that I took great pride in. I really enjoyed the challenge. Thinking I'm the everyday third baseman to now I'm on a different team with, you know, now I'm going to be moved back to my old position. I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. I think there's going to be maybe a little bit of growing pains, but just because the angles are a little different, the tempo is a little different. It's going to take a little bit of an adjustment to get back used to. But again, I'm excited for it, and I'm definitely going to bear down on that just like I did trying to learn third base. I'm going to try to relearn shortstop and be the best one I can. And playing next to Crawford for a couple of years, I've learned a lot watching him, and can't say enough about how good of a shortstop that guy is. I always say that I think the mark of a good shortstop, not just making the routine plays, but the guy who makes the difficult plays look routine, that's a really good shortstop. There's some guys who make, you know, moderately tough plays look very difficult. He's the opposite. And, he kind of leaves you scratching your head thinking, wow, was that a routine play? Because it looked kind of hard, but I don't know if he made it look like it should be made all the time. That's kind of, you know, he's always so calm and under control. It almost looks like he's bored playing shortstop. So those are things that I've picked up on him, just how calm he is under pressure and always seems like he's under control. That's something that I'm definitely going to try to mimic playing shortstop.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch you do that. A new league as well, plus in the Juice Dome, as we like to call it down there. So on turf, how about that? You're playing on a different surface now.
Yeah, that'll be – I mean, the dirt itself is still, regular dirt. But from what I remember playing in Tampa, the turf was a little more bouncy, which, it's just going to be an adjustment. I won't say it's good or bad. It's just going to be different than playing on natural surface, but – it's going to be just playing indoors for me has always been kind of a different feel. It's not, it's not good or bad, but playing outdoors your whole life.
Yeah.
When you go inside, it almost feels like you're playing arena baseball a little bit, but, I enjoyed playing there when we went to Tampa. Stepping outside, you realize why that, there is a dome and why it's indoors, because it's extremely hot and it rains almost every day. So, I'm really looking forward to Marty. The first few days, I was a little, down, disappointed, sad, whatever you want to say about leaving San Francisco. But I understand it's a business, and when it comes down to it, it's baseball, and you get on the field, and that's where we're most comfortable, is on the field competing. And after playing a few rehab games, starting to get into the swing of things here, so it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, you're a baseball player. You're supposed to be playing, and that's the key to everything for you, and I'm sure you're going to do well with it. You said you'd be in New York on Friday. That's the last game. If you're playing the Yankees, not the Mets, that's the last game for A-Rod as he's retiring, and his last game will be next Friday night at Yankee Stadium, and maybe he'll hit you a ground ball, you throw him out for his last out.
Yeah, maybe it'll be the first ground ball I get at this rate. But that would be cool. I mean, I don't know, a little trivia question for you.
That's right. How about that?
Yeah, but I didn't realize that was going to be his last game. That'll be fun. I'm sure they have some type of ceremony or something planned. So I'll look forward to watching all that.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal next Friday. He becomes a special advisor until his contract runs out. And then we'll see what happens with him after that. Matt Duffy with us. It's a pleasure to have you on. And I know on Twitter and my text messaging, people were very excited to get up early here and hear you because people really feel for you. Evan Longoria, he's your buddy. He's on your other side now. How about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I keep telling the story about the first time I met Evan. He doesn't remember. He was a junior in college, and I was a freshman in high school, and I was taking some ground balls on a practice field after one of their practices. And he came over and asked if he could turn some double plays with me. And I was, like, starstruck, you know, because he, at the time, he was in college, but he was still, you know, I'm from Long Beach, so he was a stud in the area and had just won the Cape League MVP, I believe. And in the coming months would end up being the third overall pick, obviously. So, you know, that was a cool moment for me. I mentioned it to him when we were in Tampa, and he kind of was like, yeah, I think I remember it. He didn't remember it. I don't expect him to remember it. It was just another day for him. But for me, as a young kid, that was something really cool. And for it to come full circle like that and have the opportunity to play next to him is, you know, in my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined that. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All right. Well, I'm just glad to have you on and have a chance for you to talk to the fans and for the fans to hear you. But you never know where baseball goes. You know, I know you'd love to come back to the Giants, and who knows? You just never know how this stuff works out. So you've got a long career ahead of you. You just want to be healthy and become a good ball player and continue to do what you're doing. And who knows where it could go in the future?
Yep, that's right. You'd never know. It's, you know, always a possibility down the road. But for now, you know, going to focus on trying to help win a championship down here in Tampa.
Well, I love it. All right, Matt, thanks for coming on with us, and the best of the family and Rachel and everybody else. And you've got so many fans here in the Bay Area, so I know that I've got to adjust my app now to put Tampa Bay on to see what you're doing. But you're healthy, and I'm glad that you're going to be back on the field next week. So I appreciate your being on.
No problem, Marty. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. That is Matt Duffy, everybody. Matt, take care of yourself. All right. That's Matt Duffy. And glad to have him on. And, yeah, there's some sadness in the voice, but he is a baseball player, and he does move on. And that's the important part. And he's in the hearts of San Francisco, and people will follow him. Right, Raph? And Justin, I'll get your
thoughts.
That
was great, Marty.
Wasn't it? Yeah, sweet. He's a sweet guy. And he's a nice baseball player. He's a hard-nosed baseball player. So yeah.
It was great to have him on. I mean, especially after, you know, this tough decision trading him. And
yeah. But no remorse. You know, he feels he's a ball player. He's sad as can be, but he's got to get back on the field, and that's what he's got to do. Justin, your thoughts on it?
He just comes across like a really nice guy. You know what I mean? Just like a really genuine, good person. And I feel like in sports, we don't have many people like that. So it's really refreshing to hear someone like that. But no, it's tough to see him go. But I mean, he's going to have a great career in Tampa. So. We'll look forward to seeing him there.
And we'll follow him. And, boy, next Friday night, come on, the guy, that's going to be the biggest game of the
year. Throw out A-Rod.
Right? And throw A-Rod out. You know, don't throw it in the dirt. Make sure you get him out. All right. That was Matt Duffy. So, Raph, that'll be on our page at KMBR.com, obviously our podcast, and on loveofthegameproductions.com.